Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
Good day. Welcome to the Technology Lab. Brian Tankersley, my co-host, and I are so pleased to be with you today as we discuss a new audit platform called AuditSight. Now, we had the good pleasure of meeting the co-founders earlier this year in the AICPA, CPA.com's incubator program. And the two co-founders, both fine people based on my discussions with them at the time and since, T.C. Whitaker out of Nashville and Jonathan Womack out of Atlanta, have a bit of a history on this. So, Brian, I always smile when we have an audit topic because I know you introduce yourself so many times as a recovering auditor. But, you know, where we're going to be in the audit territory today, what type of observations do you have about the AuditSight platform?
Well, let's just remember that the audit world is changing to where we're now starting to do more and more 100% testing of data. And so that means that we need tools to ingest data from banks. And, you know, unlike the rest of the world where we have, you know, in Canada, 60% of your market share is at six banks. In the U.S., we have 50,000 financial institutions, you know, literally tens of thousands of financial institutions. So we need tools that will help us ingest this from the variety of different statement formats and everything else and keep us from having to pay human beings to go look at documents. We also need a more effective AR and AR/AP and other confirmations. And, you know, as we end up in some of these procurement blockchains like Walmart has, Target has, and others, as that happens over time, we'll be able to directly confirm more and more of that data. But this is really a platform that's designed to kind of coordinate that. And really, we'll go through and do almost, you know, go through and do AR confirmations. You know, again, we'll go through and verify when the, you know, the when the cash came in, the AR liability went away. Verification of cash and deposit accounts. Again, just liquidation of revenue that again, the receivables are actually turning into cash. And then just kind of generating the work papers associated with that. You know, I remember working out of a, I remember having, had working out of a file cabinet that had all the confirmations in it and having to manually prepare those and then having to go through and actually manually pull transactions off of bank statements and other things like that. What's great about this is that it again does quite a bit more automation surrounding this so that you can actually do the thinking work instead of having to do the grunt work all the time.
Yeah.
I'm quite excited that the people coming into the profession won't have to be nearly as proficient as I had to be on a 10-key adding machine format or the numeric keypad we've got on our keyboard.
Yep. Understood. And, you know, just kind of listening to you speak of the features on this product, I want to back up and just lay the groundwork in a couple of different directions for a moment. Over the last few years, we've watched the evolution of audit platforms and of audit guidance. And we've talked about those in a variety of technology labs. So we'd encourage you to go back and look at, you know, many of the audit tool competitors that are in the marketplace. Now, one of the things that the product does so well is the data ingestion, you know, where they'd be competing, let's say, against Data Snipper, or the confirmation where they'd be competing against the likes of confirmation.com, but it's all inside the platform. Now, I spoke with a CPA firm the week before we recorded this podcast, actually two, who had both looked at AuditSight and concluded that the platform could make their audit work papers as much as anywhere from 30 to 80% more efficient. Now, I don't want to make that claim on them, but I thought that was interesting that audit professionals looked at the platform and concluded the same thing. So the ability to execute engagements faster while having a better client experience and to also be on the watch for advisory opportunities is kind of a big deal here. So I don't want to overstate the data ingestion capabilities, but I think this may be market leading in their capability right now. And I think the whole platform is built with TC and Jonathan's audit experience in mind, because basically these guys became friends 20 years ago is kind of their backstory. And they were auditors that have done a lot of work. So much like many of the other new audit platforms that hit the market, let's just use as examples there, Field Guide or Inflow, the platforms have been built by ex-auditors with a lot of that capability in mind. And you and I both have other historical people we respect that have built similar platforms based on their audit experience. But, you know, AuditSight itself is really, very focused around diligence and very focused on tracking in areas like private equity and VC, which is obviously very hot right now. But in any case, I just wanted to make sure that we had this, background. But this confirmation automation and the revenue liquidation for the audit period for bank transactions is a big deal, as I would see it. Other things that you would call out, Brian?
You know, the thing about this is that there are a number of other tools in this platform, in this category. So there's Inflow, there's MindBridge, although MindBridge doesn't do as much of the extraction as this. There's Validate, VALID, the number 8. So I think there is a slow march toward this, this 100% data ingestion, this data verification. I think it does somewhat represent an existential threat in some ways to the revenue streams associated with auditing, from the perspective that private equity groups now are starting to use platforms like this to do much of their own due diligence. So a lot of that advisory work that had been outsourced to accounting firms, I think the private equity firms are going to bring back in with some of these technology platforms. But what I think is interesting about the whole thing is how one of our founders actually says that he wants to always remember the pain that his 25-year-old self experienced when he was a staff auditor, of all the grunt work that had to be done, and again to try to automate as much of that as possible. And I really identify with that because I had the privilege of using a 10-key adding machine to put the general ledger of Knox County, Tennessee, and I got to tell you that if there's I think that it had a role in humbling somewhat, but I think it also reminded me that it's about the work, it's not about you. And the nice thing about this is this will automate a lot of the unpleasant or time-consuming slash, just busy work kind of stuff, so that you can get into the problems and solve more problems quickly in those audits.
Yeah. So Brian, one other thing that I know that TC and Jonathan focused on building this out was connecting to multiple different accounting software products. And if we go back to the position you and I have had for the better part of 10 years, we believe that we'll wind up with 100% auditing close to real-time ingestion. Right. And I think this platform is one of the ones that's closer to this. Can you just remember a few of the interfaces that have been done by this platform?
Well, they have interfaces with QuickBooks Online and Microsoft 365 and Xero and NetSuite. And again, some of the Sage products. I think it's the Sage Intacct product, but I'm not positive. It says Sage Accounting. And that may be the low-end product that they're referring to there. I'm not sure which, but FreshBooks and again Sage Intacct as well. So and they're doing the SOC 2 thing. So they're actually working with 11,000 different financial institutions as well. Now that's not all the financial institutions in the country, but They have an alternative OCR OCR setup where they can ingest stuff from the rest of those financial institutions as well. So you've really got the idea here is that it can get full detail out of ledgers, full transaction loads out of ledgers, and then we can validate that against the bank statements and other places.
Yeah. So thanks for pointing that out, because the ingestion engine is good from document consumption, and of course they claim to have interfaces into 11,000 banks or so, which means they probably used a relatively standard tool to get that done. But the goal here, or the idea here, because of the PEVC players frequently using the NetSuites and the Intechs of the world, and a lot of the startups using these online products like QBO and Xero or FreshBooks, you've got the ability to do some real-time auditing and connection against a bunch of platforms. I know they have more in the pipe. These guys are so doggone insightful to talk to. Any other parting thoughts for our listeners today, Brian?
I think auditing's changing, and I think the way we validate transactions is changing. And, even for my CFOs and controllers that are listening to this, I think some of these tools may have application for just part of your review process or part of your validation process that you do to try to detect fraud and do other things in the organization. I don't think that they have to necessarily be limited just to the audit department or internal audit or external audit. So I think you've got a lot of interesting capabilities here. And I think it's going to be very interesting to stay tuned and see how the audit profession changes with tools like AuditSight.
Wonderful, Brian. Well, all of you as our guests and listeners are appreciated. Hopefully a little bit of insight here into AuditSight, an innovative audit platform that's been developed here in the U.S. I hope these guys have great success, and I hope you have great success in your practice too. We'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.